know my voice and they follow me. And in my words today, I really want to focus on us being the sheep who know his voice. So let's pray before we go further. Father God, we are your people in this holy place. We want to hear your voice. We want to know your presence. And we pray that in these moments of focus on your word, that we will hear you, not me, but you. Amen.
Amen.
We've been away in Derbyshire, and the fields are full of lambs, and they are so happy in the sunshine, and they're dancing for joy, it seems to me. In a field near the house where we were staying, there were some particular sheep that I really liked. We walked through their field one day with our dogs on leads, and even though we had dogs with us, they seemed ever so tame. And I thought, well, if I came on my own without the dogs, it's possible that I could get one of these sheep to come right up to me, and that would be amazing, and I'll have my phone and take a picture, and that would be amazing too. And so I left the dogs at home, I went into the fields where the lambs were, and I called to them. Did they come? No, they didn't, because they don't know me. Why would they come? They know better than to follow the voice of a stranger. And they were attuned to the voice of their own shepherd, the one who cared for them and who the sight of them they knew, and the voice of their shepherd they knew as well. So I'm really with how much sheep attune themselves to the voices of the shepherd, the people who care for them. And that's what I'm really with today, is if we're the sheep and Jesus is the shepherd, then how do we attune ourselves to the sound of his voice? And how do we fail to do that sometimes as well? So Simon has very kindly agreed to give a little illustration from our life together of some listening.
Yeah, I don't come out well from this. So when we lived in Zimbabwe, a very important part of my life, a sports roundup on World Service Radio, 7:45 every day. So I'd be sitting marking books from school, and Louise came in just at 7:44. And she said, I've got something quite important to tell you. Now, we were trying to rack our brains what it was, but we can't remember. But anyway, so I thought, yeah, but it's sports roundup. So what I did was, I thought, eye contact's really important, isn't it, for listening? So I put my hand on the volume dial of my shortwave radio, turned and gave Louise my full gaze and turned the volume up. Suffice to say, it didn't go very well after that, and I have been learning, trying to listen better ever since.
I think I cried. we learnt from that, we did. How do we tune ourselves in to the voice of Jesus is the question. And the Bible is full of encouragement about how we can do that. In Psalm 46, we're told, "Be still and know that I am God." Be still. In this busy, crazy life that lots of you are living, you do well to find moments of quiet and stillness in your day and listen and be with him and focus on him. And that can be by sitting still, but I think also it can be when we're walking and it's more about focus and us deciding, I'm having my listening ear tuned in to you, God, at this time. If there's something you want to say to me, if there's something you want me to know, do speak in this sitting, walking, or whatever it might be that you're doing. Be still. probably for most of us be still more often than we presently are. God is waiting. God is listening. God is wanting also to speak. Be still, he says, and also feed on his word. Nourish ourselves with scripture, with the Bible. It's advisable to make it a daily diet so that we hear his voice through the words that we read. And I know many of us do have a daily habit of reading the Bible and listening for his word in the scriptures of the day. But if we can encourage more of that, more of us to be tuning in, there are emails that will drop into your email box with scripture verses and a reflection in. There's a way of getting WhatsApp messages on your phone delivered to you. There are ways of scripture finding its way into your house, into your home, into your heart on a daily basis. Not only that, but we have the Bible Book Club. And the Bible Book Club, once a month, is where we dig deeper as a group together into a book of the Bible, and we discuss and we think, and we've all read it in advance, and we've got questions and we've got wonderings within us. It's good to delve into the Bible in the company of others so that we can say to each other, what do you think that means? And we can say to each other, I'm not sure. Let's try and discover, let's dig into this wonderful, rich word of God. Prayer, the Bible, and also our thoughts and our longings and our impressions and our discerning that comes to our minds, our hearts, as we're thoughtful. And this can happen wherever you are, at any time, particularly if you've asked God to speak. And he will, because he wants to, he's longing to, and he is waiting for his chance. So just an example of what happened to me yesterday. Sometimes I hear the voice of God in my head, and when I do, I think to myself, is that him, or is that just me, or what is that that feels like the voice of God? But it happened to me yesterday. I thought, that sounds ever so much like him. So I was wondering about this talk, and I was wondering about prayer and how we hear from God in prayer times. And he said to me, do you know what, Louise? You've been thinking for ages about having a prayer group for the benefits, for the three churches to come together and listen to me and pray and discern my will. Why have you not done anything about that yet, actually? That was when I knew it was him, because there was a challenge in his voice as well as an invitation. Often it's that way. Beautiful invitation, also a bit of a challenge. So then, because I knew I'd have to speak to you today about it, I immediately put a date in the diary for the first of our joint churches prayer meetings, which will be ongoing every month, first Friday of the month at 12 till 1. 1 hour, a power hour of listening to God in prayer. When I decided that that would happen, God ceased to nag at me about it. He went quiet. It's like he was saying, sort it. So these kind of conversations that we can have in our own head, where we're trying to discern, is that me, is that God? It's quite a learned thing over the years of our lives of faith. I think it's probably happened to many of you, so you know what I'm speaking about. But we can always attune ourselves more deeply, more carefully, more deliberately, and with more discipline, if we decide daily, Father God, Jesus, my friend, what are you saying to me today? How am I going to hear it? check out what you've heard in the Bible. He will never contradict his word, if you want to be sure it's him. And be expectant that in your listening, your relationship of love with him will grow deeper and deeper and catch your heart with a passion and a longing that maybe is new, maybe is more, maybe stretches further than it has before. So I'm going to return to attunement to voices as I come to the end of my words of today, because I've been ever so thoughtful about tiny babies recently. You'll know why, because we've got a new one in the family as well as the one that's with us here in church, our eldest grandson. And I was reading about how babies not yet born attune themselves to the sound of their mother's voice so well that when research was done into what was happening with a baby when their mother's voice was speaking in the last month or so of pregnancy, people were asked to read a poem to an unborn baby. Some of the voices were the voices of that child's own mother, and other voices were different voices. When the child's mother spoke the poem, the child's heartbeat increased with excitement and with attunement to her. When it was somebody else that was speaking, the heartbeat got slower because the child was trying to discern, who's that? It's like their attention was so focused. They were trying to figure out who it was. They really wanted to hear their mum. And they were attuning. Who is this? As soon as the baby is born, it can pick out its mother's voice from a multitude of other voices because it knows, that child knows. That is the relationship that we're called into by God through his son Jesus, our Lord, our good shepherd. That kind of relationship of love. So I wonder whether any of you are ready to fall more deeply in love with your Saviour, even today, as you hear that love, that story of love inviting you. And if so, great, because that's what he wants too. And also, it will be the greatest peace, the greatest encouragement, the greatest power that you have at work within you when you are attuned that way. I'm going to finish with a quote by James Collins in his work, The Shepherd. And he speaks into a world that is full of fear and anxiety and concern. And there is plenty to be concerned with, you'll know, in your own life, but in the wider world as well. Let's listen to these words and be aware that the Good Shepherd is right alongside. The mere presence of the shepherd puts the sheep at peace. When he is near, they don't panic and they don't fight. They can lay down in peaceful slumber. It's the same with you and me. Nothing reduces stress like the presence of the shepherd. When you're living in close connection to Jesus, you can sleep, you can relax, you can rest. What are you called to? More individual prayer, more individual Bible reading? Are you called to the altogether prayer, the wrestling with scripture in the Bible book club, the walking, the being still, the being close? What is it that Jesus invites you in particular more deeply into today, I wonder? Let's pray. Father God, we're your sheep, and we want to attune ourselves so deliberately, so specifically to hearing your voice. We pray that you'll help us in that and that you'll draw us deeper to your heart in the process. In the name of Jesus, the Good Shepherd, we pray. Amen.